Today, I'm delighted to be talking to Bon Besom. Now, I know you're a musician that plays in a lot of different bands, but we're going to firstly talk about your name because I'm intrigued. What does the word Besom actually mean?
Besom is either a broom, like a traditional besom, broom made with twigs, or is also a Scottish word, and a besom is a bit of an upstart or a woman, perhaps with low morals.
Oh, well, that's what it's all about. But it's a good stage name, bit of alliteration, Bon Besom, very good. So we're talking about the Piranhas, first of all, because you play sax with them. And obviously, you are the first woman to play with the Piranhas, I think. Yeah, which is nice. I mean, I quite often when I play in bands, I'm the only girl, but I think it kind of makes you feel a bit sort of special. Is that how you feel about it?
It's good.
Yeah, it is nice. No, I quite like it.
It's special playing sax with the Piranhas, but
yeah.
It's been good. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you get treated quite well for that.
Yeah, I think it had a bit of glamour, something different, but it's really good. Obviously, I'm all up for female musicians. So we're talking about July the 27th. Quite a lot of bands playing with the members. You played with the members a few times before. Lots of other bands play UK. You've got a list of them, haven't you?
Yeah, so it starts with us and the Kurds. And then we've got Gripper Leafery, Scar Assassin, Stone Roses, Plague UK, then the Piranhas, 4+, we are now. And yeah, it'll be the second time we get to play the members, so it'll be good.
And now, regarding the Piranhas as well, their massive hit, I know you've got a few facts there to tell me about.
So John Hark, in 1980, it sold 250,000 copies, which back then was a silver disc. I think it's all changed a bit now.
Yeah, that's the main song that people know them by, isn't it? It's a brilliant, brilliant band to be involved in. So how come you got together with the Piranhas?
So I play with the Weird Sisters. That's mine and April's. We started that quite some years ago just by playing music together. And we did Busker's Corner at Undercover Festival. And I was lucky enough for Mick to get in touch and say that the Piranhas 4 were playing and they didn't have a sax, and would I like to try and learn Tom Hark? And I listened to that and I was like, yeah.
Oh, I see.
It was really...
Yeah.
Because he likes the football, he sort of thought that was impressive. So yeah, I learned Tom Hark, and then I wouldn't really take no for an answer. I sort of turned up at their next gigs and then said, let me rehearse, and then I thought I didn't go and I never left them really. But then that was a different edition, that was Piranhas 4, and then now we're Piranhas 4 Plus, so it's got the Boring Bob original, and then we've got a new lineup other than that from Piranhas 4.
Yeah. Oh, so that must be really good. That's interesting, because I think it's always nice to be asked to play in bands, which I have been lucky enough to be. And when they say, oh, it's Tom Hark, you're like, oh, yeah. It's one of those things you just don't have to think about at all. In fact, Mick Moriarty was one of the first people that I spoke to. The very first Undercover, I had him in. And I think you were there then as well. So you've stuck with him. Mick got me into all this right way back at the first Undercover at Bisley. I'm like, wow, look at this festival. Ever since, there's been links from that one meeting with Mick and I and him being on the show to all kinds of things. That's really good to know. I was wondering about that. And I saw he played the spoons with you, didn't he, Mick?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's played around in folk bands and that before, so he fits in well.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So you were Undercover, last year, 2018?
Yeah, every single one.
Market. Yeah, I just saw the videos of that. So you were there this year as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, every single one. I didn't know that. I know that you cropped up every now and then, because I haven't been to every single one. But that's really good, isn't it? That's really good. So over to the Weird Sisters now. I see you're playing a festival. Well, it's called Music War on Cancer. I don't know if it's a festival or is it just an all-day gig on the 4th?
That's the big one, yeah. So we've got a few festivals in between there, but they're like miles away. So we've got Farmer Fields, which is in Shropshire, and we've got like the Horse Drawn. That's in Warwickshire, so like not Surrey and Sussex. There's another one we're playing that's... So, yeah. But our next, just Reading. But, we've got a couple of gigs in Reading.
Yeah, yeah. I like the names of your gigs as well. Because we had one in June, which was a weird fishy piranhas with hedge inspectors. And I think you have a bit of a sense of humour about you with the witch hats and stuff like that. And it just looks as if you're injecting an awful lot of fun into everything. So you pay the pipes.
Penny whistle,
that's it. But that was lovely. So you play that as well with the Weird Sisters. And
it fits better with a lot of the songs. Penny whistles and lots of jigs and reels and Irish. Other folk music, but we put a bit of Saxon with some Russian folk songs, and I've put a bit of Saxon with other stuff as well, just as and where I can, because I like to, but it makes it a little bit different, and we like to keep it sort of uplifted and sort of, you know, dance to.
Yeah, this is quite captivating. For whatever reason, I've been at the same festival as you. I've never actually seen the Weird Sisters live, but it is on my list now. Because I just watched one of your videos and I just found it sort of, yeah, really captivating. It's the only word I can describe it. And it's witch pop, you say, folk with a punk attitude, which I think kind of...
It's just thankful, like saying, that we bring glam to. A bit of glam...
Yeah, glam.
You
glam because your dresses and everything,
and the
witchy themes, but also, yeah, it's just something. It's like a bit of theatre as well. So
we've done the panto before April. I've saw the panto.
Yeah.
I've been sort of like pulled into that a bit.
Have you? Yeah. So do you play for any other bands as well then?
Yeah, I do. It's tricky to fit it all in. So
I can imagine.
A little bit. Yeah. So, other than Weird Sisters and Piranhas, we've got Different Place, and they play they're from Petersfield.
All right.
That's Mark Venus Band, and Different Place. It's been fun playing with them as and when I can. And then, other bands too. I like to jump up and play when I can, really.
Yeah, well, you're very talented, and it's really nice to catch up with you, and I'm going to try and get along to suburb stop, so that sounds like a good...
And I've just found the time, so...
Yes.
So at 1:15 to 2 o'clock, it's a public service announcement. It's got a 20-minute changeover, and then it kicks off at 2:25 with us in the club. You know, I'll skip right down, but so at 8:30 we got Piranhas 4 Plus, 10 to 11 we got the members, and then Gripoli Free, Sky Sausage, all those other Stone Heroes and Plague Cake in between, so...
Okay, excellent.
So, sort of like 2 o'clock till 11, I guess.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much. Long may you continue to entertain people, Bon.
Thanks, and I look forward to seeing you, Cassina.
Yeah, thanks.
Take it.
Bye.